Today, the nation operates about 90 businesses.
That's correct.
You get major revenue from 18 casinos?
Yes, that is our major source of revenue. However, we're diversifying, and we have other sources as well. Mostly, we're growing equity and growing the businesses, the other businesses. We're not taking a lot of money from what I call emerging businesses. We're involved in government contracting through Chickasaw Nation Industries. We have a company called Solara that's in healthcare, has been in the long-term acute care hospitals. They're now more into surgery centers. Their base is in the Dallas area. We have formed LLCs, and we have what we call global gaming to replicate the expertise of our tribal gaming to another company. We run Remington Park in Oklahoma City, and we're in the process of purchasing Long Star in Dallas. We have several others on the drawing board. We have 5 radio stations, 4 commercial and 1 non-commercial. We have a chocolate factory. We just have a wide variety of things we're into other than gaming.
You manufacture stock trailers?
We did at one time. It was before I was governor when I was working in accounting, and it was a failure. It didn't make it.
Construction company, computer company?
We've tried that too. Through CNI, we offer some construction services. We have some IT services that are offered to the federal government, so we're still into some of that, but in a different way.
Banks?
Yes, we have a bank. It's called Bank 2, twice the bank. With its peers, it has a better than average return on capital and return on equity.
Offered members low-down payment home mortgages throughout the United States?
Yes. Well, now it's just in Oklahoma because of the new banking law. We're trying to figure out how we can expand it back to all over the U.S. But yes, we've done that all over the U.S. up until the new law was passed.
You've contributed large amounts to the region's public schools and universities?
Public schools, universities, and other charitable organizations. We're of the philosophy that a rising tide should raise all ships. We're part of a community, so we want to make sure that we share with that community. That community is broader now than it was in 1975 or 1987. We're more involved in, say, Oklahoma City than we were before. We're helpful to a wide range of institutions, from educational to medical.
What percentage of your revenue comes from gaming?
I don't have that percentage in front of me, but just a guess, it's over 90% right now.
Your biggest is Thackerville, is that true?
It is. It relies upon the Dallas-Fort Worth market and is very successful.
So what opened it up for everyone is the gaming and casinos. That's where it really all began, isn't that true?
Just like I said, we had to bring some of these businesses into the black. You know, we were in some convenience stores and the like back then in 1987. Gaming was a piece, but it wasn't the largest piece in 1987. From 87 until the mid-90s, we were continuing to diversify. In the mid-90s, gaming really took off. It was the change in the kind of gaming that could be done. It was from the standard bingo into more electronic forms of gaming.
State legislature voted to allow that to happen.
Well, we had that before the law was passed by the state, but it allowed us to, I guess, more than anything, kind of settle it down a little bit. Because there was a lot of dispute over tribes and what they were doing. By working with the state of Oklahoma, we were able to settle it. There was less regulatory issues coming from Washington, D.C. We had a firm foundation that we could stand on, and that was a compact with the state of Oklahoma. It did add a lot to our gaming operation when that occurred. And then the state received a substantial amount of money from the tribes in the state. The horse racing industry received considerable assistance through that act.
Is the Chickasaw Nation the wealthiest nation in Oklahoma?
Well, you know, I haven't made that comparison, to be frank about it. We are doing very well. There are measurements, I guess, that you could make. For instance, the state of Oklahoma receives more in the way of fees from us than it would any other tribe. We invest our money, the funds that we receive, in probably different ways than some tribes do. We invest back in our people through education programs and healthcare programs, new hospital, cultural center, cultural activities, and then in the community with hospitals and educational institutions and others around the arts. we help the arts community as well. So as far as what our balance sheet looks like, we have a good one. I reported at our last annual meeting that our net assets, that's after you take all liabilities off, is in excess of $1 billion. And that's from $11 million in 1987. We have been successful over this run.